Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a very new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And then again, we have two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Sister Nasreen. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself pretty briefly.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Zainab Askari and I have studied master's in linguistics. I have been studying Hausa for the past 10 years and also teaching and writing.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Nasreen and right now I'm a principal of a school. I have studied English literature, and after that I went to Hausa to study Islamic, science, and then after that I went back to school and teaching again.
If you would have this possibility of coming back to life another time and then living the same life, what would be your reaction? Would you like to relive it or no? You would just pick another choice.
I think both. Maybe yes and maybe no.
Oh, why yes and why no?
Yeah, yes, because
because I miss everyone, maybe.
No, not really. I'm not that emotional. I'm a very practical kind of person.
Okay.
Yes, because life was really beautiful until now, and it had its own lessons, and with time. I remember the quote of Imam Ali Alisam, who says that, who sees a child dying and then says that, he then prays to God that give me a long life because I want to know you more and more and more. So yes, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more about his
in creation. Different forms.
Yes, because I don't know, I think I have traveled to a few countries, but I have not explored the world.
So why no? Why you won't be picking that choice?
The world is sometimes cruel, really.
Yeah, and as very true.
As the I think there's a very fine line now between the sins and between getting, adapted to new cultures, new modernity. And mm-hmm. You are not getting directly into the sins, but there's so much delusion, confusion, and also, yes, a no because of those things. I don't want to fall into sins.
A no for the world sometimes, most of the times. Let's say, it's a cruel place and it's not always so peachy and cheery and so joyful of a place to inhabit. And what about you, Sister Nasreen? You seem like you're brooding over the choice.
Do I like to live my life again?
Yeah.
Again, the same here. Yes and no.
And the no, let's go with the no. Why no?
You know, when I go back in time, I always do that, to mm-hmm. be honest. I always think about my past, especially my 20s.
I guess all the human beings are.
Oh, you don't know. I feel regret sometimes, and you don't know how much that burns.
Yeah, that burns.
Feeling regret burns, and I think that I am in hell right now. I was burned a lot. You don't know what happened to me. When I was, thinking about myself and my past, and I say, hey, come on, how dare you were to do this? Why you did that? You know, I always ask myself this question and I feel regret about that. So I say, if the time goes back again, I will erase all of these things.
Mistakes.
And I won't do them again. And then I am right now, I am shocked. How come?
Why really would think? You?
One of
if
them,
you come back, would you really something. Not do them?
See, I cannot say. Maybe if the time goes back again, I do them again.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Maybe I repeat the same thing again and again. But the problem is,
because why I said, would you really change the direction? Because I do believe that what we do, aside from some choices, mm-hmm. let's say, the other choices are done based on both the situation and the much of knowledge I had at that specific time.
And I think all of us want to come back with the knowledge that we have at the current time.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to come back with the same knowledge they already had.
Yeah.
There's no meaning of going back to life with the same knowledge, previous knowledge you had previously.
Yeah. Well,
but if with this bombardment of knowledge that we have right now in our brains, in our hearts, if we go back in time with these insights, yes, we would love to go back.
Let's go to a break with a question. I will give you time of the break to think about it. If there was a river and you could have the chance to drink of the water of that river, to forget about all the bad past memories, would you dare taking some drips of that river or not?
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality. I asked a question and I'm waiting for the answers. And I guess Sister Nasreen is ready to answer.
All of us do mistakes. All of us do bad things. We're not, you know,
infallible.
Yeah, we're not. I think the most important thing is that I did something bad, yes, many years ago. But now, do I do that again? There are lots of people who make mistakes and they do it again and again and again. They don't, you know, learn
a lesson. Once you repeat a mistake, it's not a mistake. It's a decision you have made.
No. Sometimes, for example, one of them is wasting your time, wasting your energy. These are very
habits,
bad, you know?
That becomes a habit now.
Yeah, it becomes a habit. It's no longer a mistake. It's a habit.
Or maybe getting to know some people who don't deserve, you know, or maybe being in a company that is not, you know, your type.
Still, I'm not getting the answer. You have done something wrong in the past, and now there's this
I think I got her answer.
What is the answer?
The answer is like she thinks like we would not love to drink from the river, though it's apparently good.
Yeah.
But we grow and learn from the mistakes.
What about the bad memories?
I think everything has there something to teach you. Mm-hmm. There's something better, like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra."
So what about me there at is the along heart with of the Allah night, thinking about these scars and the stains of hurtful moments that still come and haunt me from the past?
Be optimistic. Think about good things.
Yeah, but you know...
And exactly, you must be hopeful. Sometimes, yes, I feel regret about something.
Feeling regretful and deriving
fine.
A lesson, that's a human nature. Deriving a lesson from it is important, but to stuck there in those memories is harmful for your own health, and that's your problem. You got to treat yourself if you're stuck there. But it's not like we are made like that. We are made to go towards perfection. We grow every day. We learn every day. We are here to learn. So stucking there is a mistake. We have to learn from the mistakes and the bad memories, bad people. Everyone has a role to play in our lives. Even those negative energies, negative people, they let us grow. Maybe they develop your patience. Maybe they increase your capacity.
Yeah, very true. So I guess still there are some more you want to add.
Actually, no, the same thing here. I just wanted to add that one that you mentioned. Exactly. If I spend my time feeling regret, so this is too bad again. I'm going to lose and miss lots of good memories, which I can make right now. So I'm stuck in past. So that is not good. If you want me, you know, to answer that question, as you mentioned, and you mentioned first that if you go, do you go back in time and you repeat the same thing? Again, I could say that maybe yes.
Yeah.
It's not guaranteed. Maybe again,
I
stuck in the same situation.
In most cases, yes, I will do the same thing.
Yeah, Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, you know, I've thought a lot about it.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran that you say that give us the opportunity that we want to go back and erase our mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if you go back, you're going to do the same
thing
again.
Trust me, you're going to do the same thing.
You know why? I should do this at this time. For example,
to get a step forward.
I should do this, yes, because when I do understand that I should do that, for example, 10 years ago, right now when something happens, say, subhanallah, I did this right now.
To learn this 10 years later.
Exactly. You don't know why. For example, lots of problems that are happening to people. You don't know why this problem is happening to you right now after some years. You say,
you would see the wisdom behind it.
That was the beginning. That was the base. I needed that to learn this right now. Maybe if I, you know, had bad friends maybe at that time, I'm not the person that here, right now, you see me in front of you.
Makes you mindful to make friends in future.
Yeah. So what is precious here and valuable to me is that I have learned a lot and Allah has prepared me for such a, you know, day.
So the gist would be this way, that sometimes I have to step in hell. This is my personal perception. Sometimes I have to step up in hell to have my steps touching the hell in order to cross that line and then get to the heaven.
Yeah.
Maybe my journey to heaven has to cross from the hell. So we go for a break and then we come back to see if we relive our life or not. As a person who has always been studying literature and reading too much of novels and poems, I always, if not every day, every single day, ask myself that, what if you go back? Would you do the same stuff? Would you relive the same life? And then I come up with this answer that, fortunately or unfortunately, yes, I would. In all the occasions of my life, when I am lost in between two roads, when I am actually stuck in between two decisions, I tell myself that pick the one that even if you come back and even if it's wrong, you won't regret why I picked it. So I have taught myself ever since I learned the fact about regret and the fact about life, that life is not going to happen twice and it's only one time of a chance that you have. So you have to take your steps in a way that even if you go back, you wouldn't change it and you would be proud of the decisions that you've made.
And I think
you must be wise enough.
A very tangible example of that is, like, for example, many of us, when we hear the story of Imam Hussein al-Islam, we say to ourselves that I wish I was a companion of Imam Hussein al-Islam. I would have given my life, I would have done this for
today
Imam.
We have
Imam
what is
Mahdi.
The way
what are we
you
doing
decide?
For him What are we doing for him? Yeah. Are we his companions? Mm-hmm. There's a question that we
there
need to ask ourselves.
There are oppressed people calling for your help. Yeah. What are you doing?
And I think
so it was the same.
I see myself as of now. I didn't see my life this way before, but as of now, with age, with the maturity, I see myself like every day I wake up in the morning, I think Allah has given me a new chance to live. Sleep is a form of death. My father always used to teach me.
Exactly.
Sleep is a form of death. Every day you wake up, say Alhamdulillah, and this is a new life, and may Allah teach you for new lessons.
Yeah. So, Sister Nasreen,
yes,
if you want to summarize your answers about would you relive your life, what are the landmarks? What are the highlighted parts that you want to share with the audience?
You know, as I told you before, everybody has...
So if there are lessons that you would want to share with other people...
Learn from whatever, you know, you have done before. Mm-hmm. Learn and do not repeat them again. Even Imam Ali says we have a...
From the mistakes,
yeah,
you mean.
He says learn from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I always have this, you know, it's bold-faced in my head. And I always have this, learn from what you have done before. And don't repeat the same thing again. So don't feel regret. And I'm always thank Allah for this. Because I always, right now, I'm thinking about anything, you know, that is happening. And I will think about the outcome. And I will feel, oh, no, I don't want to have the same, you know, feeling again. No, I won't do this. I did it once.
Yeah.
And I, you know, faced the music. So what? Why should I repeat the same thing? That is very important.
I'm not
for
ready
us.
To repeat it again. So if I want to wrap it all up, I would say, yes, I would relive it for all the beautiful memories that I have had in my life, for all the beautiful pictures that I remember from my childhood, and for all the beautiful moments that I spent with my dear ones. But then... No, I won't relive it because of all the sad memories, because of all the oppressions, because of all the places where I wanted to help, but I didn't have enough of capability to do anything. And for all the sad things that happen in the world. The world is sometimes a very dangerous place and a very cruel place, so it's not the best of a place to live on. But then, totally speaking, that's the way of life. You must have these two sides, the black and the white. So I hope you enjoy every moment of your life. This was all for today. I hope you have enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Rabb al-Alamin. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أمار رائزك لتصي دليلتك once again.